Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I
Hello, we
can
are
hear you.
conducting a survey to help us better. Okay. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied. Or you mean like with politics or?
With the direction in which the country is headed.
I would say dissatisfied.
That is somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Second, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. First one is jobs and wage.
Very important. I would say
on
10.
A scale from 0 to 10? And inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Crime and violence?
About an 8.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Democracy.
Definitely a 10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Voting rights?
Definitely a 10.
Student loan debt?
A 9.
K-12 education?
10.
Abortion rights?
Definitely a 10.
And immigration?
A 9.
All right. Give me 1 second, please. All right. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S., Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote? Okay, what is your race? Here are the choices: white, black, or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic Latino, or Spanish origin.
Black.
Okay. Okay. Are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered?
Unregistered.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is the year of your birth?
89.
I'm sorry, you said 89?
Yes.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
That is 6.
All right, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is John Ossoff.
10.
Andre Dickens.
7.
Tim Walz.
9.
Brad Raffensperger.
4.
Raphael Warnock.
9.
J.D. Vance.
0.
And Brian Kemp.
1.
Okay. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Harris.
I'm sorry?
Harris.
Just to confirm, you said Harris?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?